I've stayed atop a sunfishing bronc, and I've rode a bad twisting bull round and round. I've roped a many a lop-eared calf, and I've wrestled longhorn steers to the ground. I've come out raking barebacks and broncs that explode out of the chutes with great bounds. I've even gone to saving cowboys' lives, painted up as a bullfighting clown. Now, if a feller's been astraddle since he's been old enough to ride, and had to sling his saddle on most any colored hide, though it's something that you don't take pride in, but most of the boys I knowed, if they've ever done much riding, have certain times been throwed. Well, I've been kicked real hard, I've had my lights stomped out. I've ate my share of the ground, but there's been times that I stuck like a stump, building rep as best all around. Well, I'm sure enough cowboy. I'll go by that name, because I can make tame horses wild and wild horses tame. I've rosined my glove, and I've laid back my shaps, and I've nodded my head for outside. I've taken a deep seat and a faraway look, and I've made some pretty good rides. A rodeo cowboy, with its glory and fame, it's not the winning of the money I like as much as the loving of the game, because I get rodeo fever. It runs in my blood like a young bronc stallion, a feeling it's buck, it's wild and it's free, and it sure fits me, a feeling I get in my guts. Now if I ever get too old to ride, all stoved up and sore, I'll probably go to announcing or flagging or just giving score. So I tell folks wherever I go, long live the old West and the big rodeo. And in spite of what those activists have said, to heck with saving spotted owls, let's save some cowboys instead.